Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. At last night's Region 1 Special Board of Education, lots happened. First of all, Bob Whalen, the Sharon representative, announced he was resigning from the Region 1 Board of Education. Two, the middle school sports program vote lost 4-2 at that board meeting, with only Sharon and Cornwall voting in favor. They must now go before the ABC committee and explain why they did not accept their recommendation. The Region 1 board is now chaired by Pat McCare of Falls Village, and the vice chair on Region 1 is now Brian Bartram from North Canaan. By the way, John Sanders of Cornwall was nominated for the board chair and vice chair and lost both times. More details coming up on CATV6 video site, which is at vimeo.com/Robinhood Radio TV. In news out of Sharon Hospital, Rebecca Malone, who's lived in Sharon for 30 years, is an advanced practice registered nurse born and raised right here. She's the latest addition to the medical practice's primary care office in Sharon. She has 10 years of experience and treats patients of all ages. Her areas of interest include pediatrics, adolescent and women's health, family medicine, and the treatment of substance use disorder, anxiety, and depression. She most recently served as director of nursing at High Watch Recovery Center in Kent, Connecticut. She also has 9 years of experience caring for pediatric patients in a clinical setting. As an APRN, she provided primary and preventive care for infants through early childhood. She earned her master's degree in nursing from the University of Tampa in Florida, graduated summa cum laude from Northeastern University in Boston with a bachelor's in nursing. She's an active member of the surrounding community, serving as a coach and board member for the Weepatuck Valley Soccer League and vice president of the Sharon Center School's Parent Teacher Association. And by the way, in her spare time, she enjoys hiking with her children and dog, coaching sports, and working on the dairy farm. In a story from this weekend's Republican American, the Kent Planning and Zoning Commission is starting the new year and the new decade without a chairman following the resignation of John Johnson. He stepped down last month after 30 years on the board. The commission meets this Thursday to elect new officers and discuss how to fill the vacancy. Many times, one of the commission's three alternates becomes the full membership appointee by the board. Those alternates right now are Annie McAndrew, Richard Jafka, and Adam Maines. Meanwhile, in North Canaan, 4-H Dairy Club held their year-end awards dinner at Laurel Brook Farm in Canaan. A total of 16 members, ranging in age from 7 to 18, received awards for their successful participation in the club activities throughout the year. A full story is available in Sunday's edition of the Republican American. Club leaders Wendy Kenny, Sandy Boardman, and Katie Sagala organized the event and presented the awards to the 4-H members, while parents, guests, and supporters also were there to celebrate. In Cornwall, the Inland Wetlands Watercourse Commission will meet at Town Office Building at 7 p.m. The Town of Kent Board of Finance has a special meeting set for at Kent Town Hall, second floor meeting room at 7 p.m. The Town of Sheffield Zoning Bylaw Review Committee has a meeting coming up on Wednesday, Town Hall floor meeting room. It is at 4 p.m. In Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting set for Wednesday, 5:30 at Town Hall. In Sheffield, Massachusetts, the Planning Board has a meeting set for Wednesday, 7 p.m. in the Town Hall first floor meeting room. Northeast Planning Board has a meeting January 8th, 7:30 to 8:30. In Cornwall on January 8th, 7:30 Board of Selectmen at Town Hall. The North Canaan Board of Finance on January 8th has a meeting set for 7:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. In Kent, the Safety Committee regular meeting will be held Thursday at 1:15. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has their regular meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Northeast Town Board has their meeting Thursday at 7 p.m. North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education meeting is Thursday, 7 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. Town of Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting January 9th, a special meeting, and that will be at 7 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. On January 10th, the Bushnell Sage Memorial Library presents their first Folk Circle get-together. It's now the second Friday of every month at 7 p.m. More details at 413-229-7004. Community members invited to donate gently used clothing and household items at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School's Music Boosters Fun Drive, January 11th, 9 till noon in the school's parking lot. The drive's goal is to raise $1,000 to support Housatonic Valley Regional High School, their upcoming music appearance at the competition in Virginia Beach. Acceptable donations include clothing, shoes, accessories, backpacks, and linens. Soft goods must be in garbage bags, and small household items boxed. No loose items or books will be accepted. In Kent, students in a memoir writing program will share and read their favorite pieces from a recent class. That will happen January 11th at 2 p.m. in the Kent Memorial Library Reading Room. Michael Gage will give a lecture entitled The Farm in the Forest, Historical Ecology on the Mansfield Yale Chattleton Farm at Great Mountain Forest, January 11th at 4 p.m. at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street. The talk will focus on Yale University's forestry camp at the forest, which was built by Ted Childs in 1941 on the site of an old farm in Falls Village. A reception photography exhibit at the Cornwall Library will be held Saturday. Angels in the Architecture by Catherine Norrin will open with a reception January 11th at 5 p.m. at the Cornwall Library. Look to the future. Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter is holding a talk where you can get educated and involved on Sunday, 1 till 2:30 at the Salisbury Town Grove in Lakeville, Connecticut. RSVP at 860-828-2828. Light refreshments will be served. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up yesterday 68.50 to 28,703. NASDAQ starts off today at 9,071.46 and the S&P 500 at 3,246.28. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.